Hey, hello everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is going to be our very first Twitter Spaces from this account, so you're all welcome to the Spaces. We're just going to give a few minutes for our guests to come up on stage. I just sent an invite to Jeff and Jay, so you can just go ahead and join me on stage. Let's give a few minutes for our guests to join me on stage. Remember, there's going to be a $100 giveaway at the end of these spaces. But to qualify, you need to be following the Canalan account, and also you need to share the space so we can get more people in here. So please go ahead and do that while we'll get our guests on stage. So yeah, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Yeah, welcome on stage, Jeff. Welcome on stage, David.
Oh, David, is this David?
Yeah, this is Daniel from the community side.
Oh,
This
hi,
is
David.
Daniel, the David
Hi,
community.
Daniel.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah,
Hi, Daniel. We're just
David is also on stage.
okay. So, Daniel, we have Matt Morgan who's dialing in, who's our co-founder, and then also Jay McDougall, who is our metaverse partner. I just want to check to see if they're both on.
Yeah, I see Jay McDougall is on. We need to invite him up to stage.
Yes, please.
Okay, and then Matt is
Yeah.
not logged in yet.
Yeah, I sent an invite to Jay, so Jay, please go ahead and send the invite and join us here on stage.
Okay.
Hey Jay, welcome on
There we
stage.
go. No, I
Nice
got
to
it.
have
Thank
you
you.
here. You're welcome, you're welcome. So we'll just give like we'll give 2 minutes for more people to join the space, and then we're gonna kick things off.
Yeah, Matt's trying to log in with his other account. He's got a few Twitter accounts, so he's trying to log in with the other one, okay?
Yeah, so once again, our first Twitter Spaces on this account. Everyone, you're welcome. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's going to be a giveaway at the end of the Twitter Spaces, so you don't want to miss out on that one. Remember to follow Candleland account to qualify, as well as retweet the space. So go ahead and share the space so we can get more people on in here, and then we're going to get started. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and get started while we wait for Matt to join us. So everyone, you're welcome to our Twitter Spaces. Our wonderful community members, we're happy to have you here. You've been on here for a while, but we've been building the community, so we really appreciate that. We see your activities on Discord and how active you've been, and we want to have this Twitter space just to bring more information to and direction to our audience. So everyone, you're welcome once again. So our Twitter spaces today, we're going to be looking at cannabis in Web3 with Candleland. So we're going to be sharing more information. And we're very happy about the guests that we have on stage, and they're going to be bringing more clarity and more direction to our community members. So we're just going to go ahead and get started with this one. So I'm going to start with some open questions. So any member of the panel could go ahead and just chime in and give us their thoughts on the question. And yeah, we're just going to get ahead and get started. And our first question is, how would you describe the metaverse? Because we know the Canaland, project is very heavy on the metaverse side. So, can you, someone on stage, speak to the metaverse? How would you describe it?
So nice to meet everybody. Jay McDougall. Spent the last 2.5 years building metaverse technologies, and it's been a very interesting journey. One of the things that we've kind of learned through all this is that we've kind of got to be able to cross that chasm between where we are in Web 2, how people pay for things, how people interact with people, the ease at which we use Zoom or Twitter or some of these different applications that we use, and get them comfortable in the fact that they become an avatar. And this idea of spatial audio and visual, where I walk into a space and all of a sudden I bump into people and start chatting with them. I get educated in a different way. I can, like, you walk through a mall every day and you can ask somebody about a certain product. You're going to be able to do that in the cannabis metaverse. You being entertained is going to be totally different, right? The idea of being able to see a great concert and it's in, Dubai and you're living in Florida, you're going to be able to have that same interaction. And now, while it's not fully immersive at the beginning, we will be getting there over time. But the idea is to make this accessible to everybody. So the plan is to build our Web 2 environment, be able to use pieces of Web 3, whether it be the token for payment, start to build out a 3D environment where people can start to see what the product like and look at it, and then start getting feedback from the community about what Canalan will look like, say, in 6 months. Once when it's fully built metaverse and you can buy land and you can build your own types of education and businesses on there. So from our perspective, it's kind of taking the world of cannabis, getting it from Web 2 into the Web3, into the metaverse world by listening to our customers and getting them over time over the next 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, sounds very exciting and happy to hear all of that. I'm very sure our community members are very happy to hear that as well. So I'll move on. Or does anyone else want to chime in on that before I move on to the next question? Jeff?
Yeah, Daniel, let me just add one thing. This project initially started with a complete metaverse approach. And as Jay highlighted, I think there are some challenges today with the metaverse in terms of it being a economical or a viable business. I think there is to be a huge demand, 2 to 3 years from now, with respect to generating revenue. And I think this is one important distinction. Our business model is built on generating real value for the cannabis community, but we also need to make sure that it's a viable economic business. And I think this has been a lot of the challenges with many of the metaverse projects. So there's been a big investment, Daniel, in in cannabis, okay, in terms of growers, manufacturers, the different products that are being developed. There's been a huge investment in the growth and the evolution of the product. Where there hasn't been a significant investment in the cannabis community, at least from a consumer standpoint, is in the Web2 space, the immersive culture. And I think that's what Jay was alluding to. So what we really want to do is bring a lot of the technology that exists today in Web3 and introduce that into a Web2 approach. And then over time, we want to migrate into a completely dedicated metaverse platform.
It sounds good. Sounds very good. And in your explanation, you talked about the community. So one other question that we wanted to ask is, do you think the metaverse will be accessible to everyone in the near future? Because you mentioned some challenges that some companies who've tried to dabble into the metaverse have experienced, but do you think the metaverse will be accessible to everyone in the near future?
So the idea of the technology that we are building, think about as when we started with HDTV, right? Your old Trinitron still got to see, your sporting event or your news. But if you had the money to buy a $300,000 TV or $25,000 TV to hang on your wall, it looked totally different, right? And the technology that we have built will allow you to use any platform, mobile, you're basically down to a $300 Chromebook, and you're going to be able to experience this community. The idea, as technology becomes more and more, becomes cheaper, people start to have access to goggles and other things, we will introduce this immersive type of Web3 metaverse experience without necessarily changing anything that we're building today. It'll just be a lot different, right? The same way you saw your TV being different with HDTV compared to the old, it'll be much more immersive, but you won't have to reinvent the wheel or take your investment and have to redo it. So our approach to this is, if you have an internet and a 3 to 4 year old type of device, you will be able to participate in the metaverse, both from an educational perspective, an e-commerce perspective, and a education perspective. So the technology that we've built and picked is going to allow the entire community to be a part of it.
So device agnostic, really, right, Jay?
100%.
Yeah, and if I'm getting that correctly, it sounds like you would not necessarily need to use the headset before you'd be able to access this.
Correct.
Yeah. 100%. It'll work on any device. You can be on a gaming machine, or you can be on a Apple phone, or you can be on a $300 Chromebook. You're still going to be able to participate.
Wow, I think that's really exciting stuff. And the fact that it's going to be accessible to like everyone from anywhere in the world, I mean, it's something that really going to excite the community. So you don't need those expensive headsets to access this. And I think that's really good, and that makes it open and accessible for everyone. So yeah, that's really exciting stuff. So we understand that retail, it's going to be like a part of this. And on Metaverse, at the moment, we don't have a lot of retail projects going on there, but it looks like Candyland sees that as an opportunity and it wants to dabble into that. So can you speak more to the retail side of the metaverse that you're targeting?
Yeah, Daniel, I think, there are a number of challenges when you talk about cannabis, okay? Number one, there's significant regulations. So you know, let's just take the North America, and specifically the U.S. You know, state by state, each state has its own, you know, regulations in the way that you can distribute and sell cannabis. So in our world, the retail world, whether it's in Web 2 or Web 3, what we're able to do is to allow consumers to purchase online or in Web 3. And we can set up controls to make sure that we are distributing cannabis in conforming to the regulations and the laws that are established. Okay, so right now, obviously, everyone knows that from a federal standpoint, cannabis is still, you know, illegal. So it's state by state. So we need to manage our retail distribution from a consumer standpoint. And there's ways to do that. Jay can go into a little bit of elaboration. You know, there's geotagging so that we make sure that a consumer in California is buying in the state in which they live and conforming to those regulations. Okay. So, you know, cannabis, again, I think we focus primarily here on the U.S. It's the largest market. North America is probably 70-80% of the market today. Where I think the opportunity for Cannaland is I believe that Cannaland is a global platform. And as you all have probably seen in the news, you've got Germany and Thailand and Australia, a number of countries in Europe passing legislation to either make it a recreational opportunity or, at least from a very basic standpoint, medicinal. So we think that what we're able to do, Daniel, is over time be able to create a global retail platform.
And that is the beauty of the metaverse. It is truly a global community that we can build. And think about it even further than that, Daniel. While there's retail, this is also about a lifestyle. This is about the education. This is about the understanding and being open. You know, many people, when they talk about cannabis, they're afraid to ask questions, right? Well, think about it this way. We're going to be able to sit there and ask questions to people in a community and be open and listen to somebody explain to you the difference between, you know, oil and flour and other things that people would love to be able to ask those questions, but they feel like, you know, am I asking, is it okay to ask? And the idea here is this is going to be a lifestyle with the ability to just walk up to somebody and ask questions, to walk up to a educational environment, ask questions, to see an entertainment type of thing that is sponsored by a cannabis and it's open for everybody. And it creates that open lifestyle that we all want to be able to do, but depending on where you live in the world or in the country, you can't necessarily do it. I think that's one of the major excitements that we have about the metaverse.
Yes, exciting stuff. That's really informative. So my next question is, when this product is ready to go out there, when the metaverse is live, what would it look like to the user? I know we already touched on this a bit, but if we could just like share more light on it, when the product is live, when the metaverse is ready, what would it ideally look like to the community?
Well, the community is going to help us build it. We had a great call yesterday, and the idea, and we're going to run two. We are today with an AMA. We're planning on two kind of AMA events where the community will be invited. And when we invite the community, we would like them to tell us what they'd like to see. What would it look like, right? So I'll give you an example. We wrote down 25 words about what possibly could be there, right? Graffiti, chill, psychedelic, gangster, right? But those are very different types of feelings, right? So the idea here is it's going to be something for everyone. Gamification. Right. And the beauty about the metaverse is because it's just like walking down the road in let's call it Amsterdam or somewhere else, you're going to be able to pick and feel the things that you're comfortable with that fits your lifestyle and the things that you like, and also be able to explore openly things that you didn't maybe know exist or you may not have even know you liked. So that's the interesting thing about when this is built. The exploration side of this is going to be what I think people will love the most.
Yeah, and to add to that, Daniel, I think, you know, one of the main issues with metaverses is you need to have content, right? You need to have a draw. And I think what we're doing with Cannaland, as Jay just alluded to, you know, we want to be able to create a community where you could walk down a major street in any cannabis-friendly, you know, city around the world and have that same look and feel. You want to be able to walk by and see a smoke shop and be able to walk in or a consumption lounge and hang out with folks that have similar interests. We also want to have a conference center where, you know, people can come, and we'll have conference providers put together conferences about specific topics related to cannabis. Jay mentioned gamification. You know, there's going to be an opportunity for people to participate in a gamification with respect to cannabis. So, you know, we've got the seed to store type story where people can grow their own cannabis in a game like strategy. Where you can create your own strains and harvest your own crop and bring that to market. So as Jay mentioned, you know, it's more about a lifestyle, Daniel. And what we're trying to do is create a platform that provides a level of interest for anybody who is canna curious in terms of participation.
Yeah, thank you for using that word, canna curious. Yeah.
I love that. I love when he says that.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, Daniel, one thing we haven't talked about is you know, the growth in cannabis, right, is barbelled. You've got people who, what they would say, high-frequency users. Those are folks, you know, who are perfectly comfortable for walking into a dispensary. They know what they're looking for. You know, a lot of the growth in cannabis is for people who don't necessarily have a full bandwidth on the product. And so what we want to be able to do is provide them a place to be comfortable and learn more and be able to try and experiment with different products in a way that's non-invasive.
Mm. Sounds good. And one thing I wanted to add, just add to that is the fact that there's a lot of stigma associated with the use or cannabis. So creating this platform or this avenue in the metaverse, I think it just goes to solve a lot of problems and a lot of challenges that people encounter. So yeah, it's really a fantastic solution that you're providing. So yeah, exciting stuff.
Well, I think a lot of folks, Daniel, are afraid to walk in. You know, if you think about the biggest growth in cannabis today is actually with the baby boomers, okay? And for many of those folks, they don't feel comfortable walking into a retail store, right, a dispensary. You know, you can't use, you know, you have to pay in cash. You know, there's these huge security guards at the front. They're embarrassed to ask questions. There's an overwhelming number of products. And so I think that this is just an alternative to that distribution.
Mm. Thanks for that one. So we've been following the news recently, and we understand that there's a partnership with Pax World. So we want to know more about that one, the partnership with Pax World.
Pax World is going to be one of the partners that we use for the as a technology partner, for sure. The long-term plan is to build our own. Pax World, as you know, is its own metaverse, an open metaverse. We believe that that we're going to be able to create an enormous amount of content and user experience and eventually have Cannaland be the metaverse. Right now, Pax World has great technology. They're opening their open metaverse soon. We have piece of land there that we'll be developing so that people can start to understand what the metaverse can be. And eventually we will be moving that, our entire kind of what we're calling that experience, over into a full community of our own.
Hmm. Exciting stuff. So the next question I have here is, so what are the consumer and e-commerce services that we should expect from this partnership with Pax World? So what can we expect in the beginning and then before the Cannaland itself is ready to deliver for the community?
Well, Pax World will be doing our first two events so that people can kind of give us feedback of what they want built. It's very similar to what we will build eventually. So I think people, when we do our first event, which will be in the next 4 to 6 weeks, they'll be able to come into Pax World, see what the metaverse is going to look and feel like, understand what spatial audio is, give us some feedback about what they'd like to see, our community would really like to see when we build ours. So that's the biggest thing about Pax World. It's going to bridge our gap from Web 2 to Web 3 to the full metaverse experience.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jay. So the next question I want to ask is, I want to go back to the retail side of things. So what are the challenges that we feel Canvas or Cannaland in this case is going to be addressing? For I know we've already mentioned that there's a stigma attached with the use or the patronage of cannabis, but can we like speak more to some of the other challenges that people might be encountering? Something that Cannaland really addresses.
Well, I think with the Cannaland token, we can talk about that in a bit. There are going to be benefits of using Cantaland, whether it's royalty rewards, easy access, home delivery. So, you know, like we have today in Web 2, as I mentioned earlier, Daniel, you know, there hasn't been a significant investment in Web 2. I always use the analogy. It's like looking at the old penny saver newspaper, right? It's very dry. It's very one dimensional. I think the retail in Web 3, whether it's the metaverse or our evolution of Web 2, will create a much more immersive experience for consumers. Okay, so you'd be able to create your own avatar. You could walk into a dispensary. There may be a sommelier who will be able to address questions that you may have in real time. You'll be able to look and touch the product. Right now, if you were to go to most websites that you know are focused on cannabis, it's a one-dimensional digital photograph. We've got technology that will enable you to look at it in almost in a hologram format. So you can see the entire product and you know, at that same time, you know, have a conversation with somebody who can provide you with, you know, the background on the product, the experience that you may derive from this particular, you know, product.
Yeah, thinking of it like this, right? The idea of the metaverse is a 3D experience, right? And you're able to walk around and ask questions and see things and look at them in different ways like you would, you know, walk into your normal store that you do today. And that's one of the big things of the metaverse in that 3D environment that's going to kind of change the game from that penny saver kind of newspaper look and feel to more of a immersive asking questions that kind of curious piece can come out and you can get the answers that I think people are looking for.
Thanks. And I wanted to talk about the Canada native token. I understand it's CNLT and also NFT side, the gaming side of things. So just some of those exciting stuff, because those are some of the immediate assets that the community could have access to. So it'd be nice for us to talk about those. So the NFT, sure. The token, the gaming, the gamification you mentioned earlier. Can we just talk about that for a second?
So let me just give you a high level. So for those of you who've seen the white paper, you know, we have our tokenomics in the white paper. What I will say right now, Daniel, is given the current, you know, market environment, at least for crypto, it's likely that we're going to take that tokenomics and potentially revise it. So just as a caveat, you know, a lot of folks are pulling their token launches and you know, postponing them until, you know, Q1 or Q2 of next year. We want to move forward with our token launch because we want to provide real utility for when our Web2 component is up and operational. Okay, so we are talking with a tier one exchange. Probably in the next couple of weeks, we'll have more news on that. You know, there is a change, obviously, given the current environment between centralized and decentralized. Many of the exchanges are, you know, asking projects to list on a Uniswap and you know, launch their products there and give it 2 to 4 weeks before you migrate to an exchange. So we're assessing that right now. Most likely you'll see more news in the next couple weeks in terms of the actual, you know, token launch. Okay. In terms of its utility, you know, we talked a little bit about gamification. You know, there'll be concerts. You'll be able to use the token to engage in dispensaries, in retail. You know, we have a number of uses for the token within Cantaland, and more, you know, and even outside of Cantaland, we talk about the token being a global token for the sale of cannabis globally. Okay. So we really want to provide, we want that Cantaland token to be the medium of exchange for cannabis globally.
Cantaland's token will be one of the first tokens that will be able to be used with a PayPal-like system that we are launching in partnership with Cantaland. So think about it this way. Right now you can use your credit card or, right? And this is one of the problems with cannabis itself, that maybe you can't use a credit card, maybe you can't. But we've built what we're calling a widget that will sit within our technology and allow you to use your Cantaland token to buy, sell, and be a part of the community to get discounts and other pieces, so that it has real utility rather than just being a tradable asset. And this team will be launching probably the first ever fully integrated token that will allow you to do payment, access, and staking all at the same time inside the world itself, both on a Web 2 and a Web 3 environment. So from a technology perspective, we've broken through some barriers here, and we'll be the first to be using them.
Wow, yeah, that sounds very exciting. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Daniel, I was going to say, you highlighted and Jay highlighted, as you know, the sale of cannabis is very much a restricted transaction. Most retailers won't accept credit cards. You know, most of the dispensaries, it's a cash transaction. And so we want to displace, right, that cash transaction, at least in a Web 2 and a Web 3 format, by utilizing our token. So it provides an ease of use for the consumer, and it reduces the stress at the retailer standpoint.
Well, I wanted to let you know that you had me at Tier 1 Exchange.
The beauty about it is we're going to actually be able to, when we're ready and this is available, we'll have an exchange embedded directly into a DEX exchange embedded directly into Cannaland. So it's going to be next level tech that has a back end exchange that allows you to use these tokens, trade them, buy NFTs, the whole nine yards, build your own NFT marketplace without, you know, costing you 30%. Right. So it's going to be a very different experience than what everybody's used to. And while people tout Web3 and OpenSea as the leaders in this, we will surpass them very quickly with the technology we're bringing out for Cannaland.
Yeah, and I heard the 30%. If you know, I'm not going to go further on that one. No 30% is going to be paid to some third party from what Jay just shared with us. So yeah, that's really exciting. It looks like David has something to add. So David, please just unmute and go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to echo what Jeff was referring to. I think this is huge. You know, the fact that, you know, nowadays in dispensaries, some of the dispensaries, you cannot pay with credit cards, just with cash. So that's kind of like a huge barrier to entry, maybe for some users, and facilitating, you know, the payment for products and services through the token, I think it's huge, because it's bringing down some of these barriers and obstacles for the regular consumer. So that's huge. And just like Jeff said, you know, not only for the consumers, but for the businesses as well, because if you're running, for example, a dispensary and you're not able to accept payment in credit card, everything is being taken in cash. And we know how that can be a problem for businesses as well. So the implementation of a token for real world purchases, it's incredible.
Yeah. Jeff, I don't know if you were able to hear David.
No, I wasn't able to hear him. Sorry.
Yeah, David was speaking and we could hear him. So
okay.
Yeah, these things happen on the Twitter spaces. So
no worries.
Glitches from time to time.
Okay.
And one thing I didn't want to go under the carpet, I just wanted to reiterate, was the educational side of this. And the medical use as well. I'd like us to also speak to that, because I think that's very valuable.
Well, so let's talk about education for a minute. So for those of you who may or may not necessarily know, cannabis is...
Can you guys hear Jeff?
It looks like we lost Jeff.
We lost Jeff.
Yeah, I think...
I thought I lost my connection.
Jeff,
did I lose you guys?
Yeah, you lost.
You're back.
All right. Is it okay? So sorry, guys. What I was saying on the education side, Daniel, is, you know, the cannabis industry is one of the fastest growing industries around the globe. Okay, one of the most frequent challenges for cannabis companies is finding talented people to work within the industry. So folks may or may not necessarily know this, but major universities around the globe are now offering four-year degrees, two-year degrees, and there's even online certificates in cannabis. And so I think there's an education component that is much more aligned with the growth and the you know, hiring process of folks who are you know, qualified. But then there's another educational component, which we talk about, is, you know, the myths around cannabis. You mentioned the stigma, you know, the uses, the different experiences. So we will have online educational courses where folks can come and attend, and they may be focused on specific topics, right? You mentioned medicinal, you know, that's a huge area of growth. Most of the states here have started with medicinal approval for cannabis. And I think, you know, we're really geared up to, you know, engage with the medical community to educate folks on the value of cannabis for certain ailments. And so again, there will be a whole, you know, dedicated vertical that will focus on the medicinal value of cannabis and will allow people to participate, whether those are conferences, whether those are social community groups. You know, we will provide access and provide, you know, content for people to, you know, make decisions about the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes.
Mm. Just real quick, I wanted to get our audience to ask.
Sure.
Your questions. So go ahead and request the mic if you want. If you have a question to ask, please. I see one hand's already raised. So I'm going to be giving you
sure.
the opportunity to come up on stage and ask your question real quick. So while we're trying to get this AEYOYIBO, I don't know how to pronounce that, to get on stage, can you just give us your final words, something the community could look forward to? While I try to get people on stage to ask their questions.
I'm not sure what you're asking, Daniel.
But any final words for the community?
Yeah, I look, guys, I think, you know, first and foremost, we want to create the largest global cannabis community in the world, okay? As Jay mentioned, this will be a dedicated metaverse platform and a Web2 platform. You know, this will not be a cannabis shop sitting in Decentraland. This is a dedicated metaverse platform. We want to provide an opportunity for anybody who is kind of curious to participate. And I think what we're really focused on, you know, initially is the e-commerce. So both from a B2B and a B2C, something that we didn't talk about was the B2B component. For those entrepreneurs who are looking to, you know, grow and build their own cannabis companies, there will be a B2B component where service providers and experts will be there to help. And at the end of the day, really what we want to do is we want to provide a place for people to go and hang out and learn and transact with a cannabis focus.
Mm. All right. So go ahead and ask your question, EYO, real quick. You could go ahead and unmute yourself so you could ask your question real quick. I'm getting more folks on stage right now. And it looks like we have Benton joining us on stage. So Ben, please.
You
have
hey, what's up, everyone? Pleasure to be here and very excited to hear about a lot of the ongoings at KLN. Jeff, you just mentioned something about the B2B component of this, which I thought was actually really fascinating. And what appears to be a massive yeah. need in the market is bringing kind of like the cannabis world into this new world of Web3. When you say you're going to be kind of like helping those companies out, what does that vision look like ultimately? Is it helping them build brands? Is it actually helping them with their supply chain, you know, from growers to manufacturers to brands themselves? Can you kind of expand on that and provide a little bit more color what sure. that might look like?
Sure. And again, Benton, thanks for your question. I think I phrased it as, you know, the B2B for, you know, those entrepreneurs who are looking to, you know, create their own cannabis platform. But it's also for existing cannabis companies as well. And I think at the focus, really, Benton, I think the Cannaland will be a platform for them to market their product in the stage where they're legally able to sell. But also, you know, as we evolve, you know, over time, we want to be able to create a platform where folks can market globally. Okay, so there are certain restrictions today that minimize the amount of marketing, and we want to be able to remove those barriers and be able to provide a global platform for folks to market and beta test product. But to your point earlier, you know, we want to have all of the cannabis B2B community participating within Cannaland. So if you are, you know, an entrepreneur looking, like for example, in the state of Connecticut, the state of New York, they're issuing licenses, right, to growers, to dispensaries. And, you know, what we want to have in there are, you know, what are the regulations for the state of Connecticut? What can I sell? Where geographically can I locate? Are there any restrictions? You know, so we want to provide a full suite of services for those folks to be able to go to one central location and ask experts in each of those various different verticals to help them create a successful, you know, company.
Hmm. Awesome. Thanks, Benton, for your question. Do we have any other question? I see Faith on stage. Faith, okay, Soman, you can go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I want to ask a question. You said, I want to ask if your token will be centralized or decentralized. And also, my second question is that you guys said that you're focusing on only US for now. What about other European countries? If they want to trade with you guys, How do they go about it?
All right, thank you for your question.
So if I understood the question, is Daniel, was the question where, how do we sell outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, he was talking about reaching out to other countries.
Yeah, so for example, Germany will allow companies to import to Germany for medicinal purposes, but not for recreational. So your question, I think, is a timely one. As these countries adopt legislation to decriminalize or approve for medicinal or recreational purposes, we're just learning what that means from an export standpoint. I think U.S. has been, you know, for the last probably 10 years, the leader in the cannabis space. And we are starting to see demand. We Candleland ourselves have had conversations. People have reached out from us from Australia. Thailand is another country. And so a lot of that is just starting to unwind, and we're learning more as time goes on what we, where and when we will be able to export to other countries.
All right. Thanks for your answer. That really explains things. And you really brought that information to us about Germany. I'm very sure many of us, we didn't have that information. And as time goes on, because we've been following the news, we're seeing that more and more countries are accepting the use of cannabis products for recreational purposes, as well as for medicinal purposes. So it's really an exciting time. It looks like Candleland is going into things at the right time. So yeah, that's really exciting stuff. And we are running out of time, but I'm just going to let you finish your thoughts, and then we're going to go ahead and do a giveaway real quick.
Okay. Daniel, Jay, was there anything you wanted to sum up?
I think from a global perspective, that's what the metaverse brings. And I think what I heard somebody say is going to be decentralized. The idea here is everybody owns their assets, and they're able to do business with each other in an open way. And I'll just leave it at that. And thank you, everybody, for joining.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
I think I summarized it earlier. You know, like I said, we want to create a community, right? We want to provide a place for people to transact. And we want to provide, you know, different opportunities for people to participate in Candleland. And again, it doesn't have to necessarily be Canna Curious, right? You know, we will have, you know, entertainment as one zone. And so folks can participate within Candleland as we provide entertainment opportunities. Don't necessarily have to be Canna Curious. But our first and foremost is it's the chicken and the egg, right? We want to build the global community, but we also have to have content and value to create that community. And that's where we're at right now. That's the intersection we're at.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. And real quick, we're going to throw out a question.
Have a question, and I've just been waiting
for it. Jeremiah, go ahead and ask your question. And after your question, we're going to be doing our giveaway.
All right. I have been listening to everything you guys have been saying. It all sounds really nice. My question goes to the educational part of things. I'm from a country where it's illegal to actually just possess cannabis. So, my question is, do you guys have any plan, any strategy on educating our government on, like, the benefits of the use of cannabis, medical, recreational? Like, is there any plan for you guys to expand to my region?
And where's your region?
I'm from Nigeria, West Africa.
Okay. Yeah, and again, you know, as I mentioned earlier, one of the verticals we have is a vertical dedicated to the medicinal value of cannabis. We want to bring in top medical and science behind this to provide some really factual evidence about the value of cannabis from a medicinal standpoint. And as Jay mentioned earlier, you know, one of the opportunities for us to do is on the branding side is to be able to communicate people, you know, about the various experiences that different product will provide a consumer. So if you want to come in and you know, talk about, you know, I have arthritis, you know, what product will best suit me to help me with my arthritis? Or if you just say, hey, I'm a recreational user and I just want to be able to chill out, or maybe I need help, you know, getting to sleep. So there will be those different verticals to be able to address those questions and provide, you know, solid, you know, scientific and medical evidence in terms of the different applications of the product.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. So we're going to move in straight to the giveaway because we're running out of time for this one. But it's been really, really exciting and very informative on our community. The space is going to be recorded so people can always come back and listen to it and get this info. And as also the alpha, because some alphas have been dropped, people, and I'm not very sure that it's been really exciting for the crypto curious. Now we're moving from the kind of curious to the crypto curious. yeah, so real quick for the speakers on stage, you could go ahead and unmute right now. I'm going to be asking a question, and the first person to give me my answer is going to be going home with $100. So yeah, that's how we roll on Canada. We always take our community seriously, and we want to make you smile. We know it's getting close to the end of the year and the holidays. So yeah, let's go do this. So my question is, what is the name of the Canaland native token? Again, what's Canaland native token?
CTNL.
Sorry, CTNL is not correct.
CNL.
Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
CNL. It looks like
EYO beat you to the mark. So yeah, congratulations, EYO. We're going to be sending you a DM. Congratulations once again. You just won yourself $100. So yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks. It's been a very wonderful time having you here with us. Thank you, Benton, for your question. Thank you so much for your question. David, you've been a wonderful co-host. Jeremiah, we loved your question as well. Jeff and Jay, even though we're not able to get Matt on stage, you guys really did a fantastic one
tackling
the questions and educating our audience. So maybe next time we're able to get Matt on stage, or maybe we'll even make Matt host the next one.
Yeah,
so.
Apologies, guys. You know, just as a FYI, Matt Morgan is our co-founder, and Matt is a serial entrepreneur in this space. And, unfortunately, we couldn't get him on, but he's a wealth of knowledge. You know, he is leading this effort and has been a huge resource. One of the most knowledgeable people here in North America when it comes to cannabis. So this project wouldn't, you know, get off the ground without him. But, you know, Daniel, maybe the next AMA we do, we'll be able to make sure that Matt's on and he can provide his perspective as well. But thank you, everybody, for taking the time to and please keep an eye out as you'll see our progress over the next few weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. And it's a wrap, people. It's a wrap. It's a wrap, David. It's a wrap. So let's go ahead. Join our Discord. You'll be getting more information as time goes. So yeah, you had it's going to be an exchange. One exchange for that matter. There's not going to be a 30% tax on protocol or this project. So let's go ahead and join our Discord, and then you could just join the community, and we're going to be having some sessions from next week. We're going to be doing our smoke and chill and all of that, so really exciting coming out in the coming weeks and months. So yeah, thanks guys for joining, and see you next time.
Thank you.